But we begin the evening with performance on three and music provided by the Ulster Orchestra, a concert they gave in Ulster Hall in Belfast last Friday. On the programme, Elgar's Enigmatic Variations, a late romantic masterpiece to Korngold's Violin Concerto, played tonight by Jack Liebeck, who's no stranger to awards ceremonies. He won a Classical Brit Award this year. And I'm very pleased to say that the man holding the baton on Friday night is sitting opposite me now. He's a musician I've certainly introduced many times on Radio 3 in the past. As a cellist, he's Paul Watkins. These days, though, very busy indeed as a conductor too. Paul, welcome to Performance on Three.
Thanks.
How long have you been with the Ulster Orchestra now?
Well, I'm into my first official season with them now as principal guest conductor.
Your principal guest.
Yes, that's right.
OK. And you began the concert last week with... well, I thought it was a bit of a cunning plan, really, because it was Cecilia's Day last week, and it was also, therefore, Britain's birthday. So you began with Benjamin Britten, but this was just happenstance, was it?
Well, it was. I'd like to think that that was wonderful forward planning on either my part or my colleagues at the Ulster Orchestra, but it was... Yes, a very nice coincidence. What I think was more planned was the fact that the programme was bookended. The Korngold Violin Concerto was surrounded by two major sets of British variations.
Yes.
So we thought that the Frank Bridge variations perhaps a very interesting curtain raiser to the Enigma variations. Shorter, but in both ways calling cards for both composers.
Well, yes, because this was an early piece for Britten, wasn't it? In his 20s, I think he was.
Yes, he was, and he famously wrote it, I think, in the space of about a fortnight for the Boyd Neal String Orchestra for a trip I think they were making to the Salzburg Festival. So not only was it a calling card, for his home audience, but also for the wider European public.
And this was after he'd met, and indeed by then, I think, being taught by Frank Bridge.
Yes, indeed. I mean, Frank Bridge was an enormous influence and was really the first teacher to take Britten's talent seriously and really mould him and challenge him. And I think you can sense in that this is such an affectionate tribute to Bridge, this piece, that you can see really what importance he had for Britten.
And a great piece for string players, and here you are, a string player yourself. I mean, it's a pretty demanding piece, though, isn't it? He takes you places.
Well, it is. I can speak from bitter experience. although the wonderful thing about playing Britten, and not just as a string player, but I think as pretty much any kind of instrumentalist, is that he seemed to have such an incredibly natural knowledge and an affinity for whatever instrument he happened to write for. So things are, of course, difficult and challenging, but by no means impossible.
But what we get here is a portrait of Frank Bridge, in effect, isn't it? He does bring out the different traits of the man's personality, or tries to.
Oh, exactly, exactly. I mean, it's a wonderful mixture of things, because he pays tribute, of course, to Bridge, and very early on in the piece, in the introduction, you hear pretty much unadulterated, apart from a few pizzicato chords in the strings, the second of his three idylls, Bridge's three idylls for string quartet, so a solo string quartet being brought out. And then other pieces of Bridge are then quoted and alluded to throughout the work, but also other styles of music are sometimes parodied quite viciously. I'm thinking of the Wiener Walzer, which comes about halfway through the piece, which is an incredibly ironic look at a Viennese waltz.
Well, let's hear it then. Frank Bridge coming to life, courtesy of the Ulster Orchestra, and my guest tonight, Paul Watkins. Here they are to play Britten's Variations on a theme of Frank Bridge.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
the original theme take up the music. There's other references too to other music by Bridge himself. Enter the Spring, The Sea, his piano trio, and There Is a Willow Grows Aslant a Brook. The 10 variations on a theme by Frank Bridge, composed by a 24-year-old Benjamin Britten. Plenty of daring and invention in it, managed capably by the Ulster Orchestra, conducted by Paul Watkins. This is Performance on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. A very good evening to you. I'm Ian Skelly, and my guest tonight is the conductor of this evening's concert, Paul Watkins. Yes, conductor, you may know him as a cello, but it must now be, what, about a decade that you've been wielding the baton as well as a conductor, Paul?
Yes, I suppose so. I think it all started getting very busy in about 2002 when I challenged myself publicly.
Yes, you don't do things lightly, do you?
No, well, I saw that I was getting on a bit, and I was coming up to the age limit for various conducting competitions. So I had a go at the Leeds conducting competition and won it, which really got things going.
But is it very different to doing a competition as a musician when you're actually conducting an orchestra as opposed to playing a solo instrument?
Oh, it is. It was really the most terrifying thing I'd ever subjected myself to, and at every turn, I questioned why I was doing it. But yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, there are many strange things about the job of conducting. Not least is the fact that you really don't know quite how good you are or how well prepared you are until you stand up in front of the orchestra, which is usually not that far before you have to actually do it, whereas you can at least gauge your progress by your daily practice on your instrument.
Yes. So how did you feel you felt when you stood up in front of that orchestra for the Leeds? I mean, was it a slightly terrifying abyss, or were you more confident than you thought?
It wasn't really an abyss, because the orchestra, members of the Orchestra of Opera North there, a lot of them were colleagues and friends of mine anyway, because I'd played a few concertos with them over the years. So, yes, but of course, as soon as you stand up on that podium, you're looked at and addressed and generally scrutinised in a very different way.
Yes.
And that was apparent.
Yes. And you've since worked with them in the Opera House as well, haven't you, Opera North?
Yes, so, they very generously offered me my first operatic experience.
Another leap again, I would have thought, conducting singers as well.
Indeed, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, we're going to hear next this evening a piece which is a masterpiece, another piece for a string instrument, not your string instrument, though, but the Violin Concerto by Korngold. Just take us through this piece, because it's an incredibly and fantastic, lush piece of music, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Cast in very traditional style, three movements, slow movement in the middle. He applies to the orchestration is absolutely breathtaking. A lot of it, perhaps to the first, to someone who's listening to it for the first time, will sound very lush and have huge resonances and echoes of Hollywood, Hollywood soundtracks, which of course he made his living by composing. But when you actually approach it from, the point of view of the conductor studying it, you'll find extraordinary colours and just the most almost pointillistic attention to detail. It's really fabulous.
Mm. Why do you suppose it took so long for Korngold's music to become so popular on the concert platform?
I don't know for certain, but I would imagine that perhaps he was maybe he was certainly in the 1960s and 70s and early 80s he would have been very, very unfashionable, just his music going completely against the sort of tide of things coming out of Paris and Darmstadt, and it's nothing to do with that at all, but it does have an awful lot to do with Mahler and the immediately fast approach. People were really reappraising a lot of what happened before Schoenberg, and Korngold was right there, and you can hear the influence of Mahler and indeed early Alban Berg in his music.
Mm. Well, let's hear it, shall we? This is the Violin Concerto, dedicated actually to Alma Mahler, therefore the widow of Gustav Mahler, who'd done so much to launch Korngold's early career in Vienna before he left for the USA. The soloist in this concert is Jack Liebeck, 30 years old this year, as busy with his chamber music commitments as he is on the concert platform. But here he is to play the Violin Concerto by Erich Korngold. Thank you.
Thank you.
A final movement where the soloist can never be complacent by the sounds of it. The violin concerto by Erich Kungold, which opens with a theme he called his signature tune, the motif of the cheerful heart. The concerto premiered in the February of 1947 by the man Kungold called Caruso and Paganini in one person, Yasha Heifetz.